The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. The readings today are filled with hot topics. According to the prophet Jeremiah, there are two types of people. The first one is a person whose only God is oneself. They care about no one else. There is no concern for the other or for faith. And in the end, this person is no more than a lava waste, a salt mine, or a barren, brittle bush. The other person trusts in God. The roots go deep. And this person who trusts in God looks like a gorgeous green tree along the stream. St. Luke would say that these same gorgeous green trees of faith know how to live the Beatitudes. And today we hear St. Luke's Beatitudes, probably older than St. Matthew's. But we know Matthew's more and we like them better. We feel good with them. A Jesuit scholar suggests that instead of using the word "blessed are you," we ought to use the word "honorable." Remember, Jesus is preaching to his disciples and then to us today. And in the words of another preacher, the most important word in Luke's Beatitudes is the word "with." Jesus goes down to the plain with his disciples, stops, turns around, and looks up at them. Honorable are you because you're poor. Honorable are you because you're hungry right now, not just for food, but for the right things. Honorable are you because you're weeping. There's injustice in the world, or you've been wronged. And honorable are you because when we're hated and excluded because of the truth, that's part of heaven. But that's only the first half of Luke's Beatitudes, because it gets really difficult after those. Because in and among those disciples are rich people, or people that haven't been too honest. And Jesus says, "How shameless you are." Shameless, because they're starving and you have your fill. They're suffering with poverty and you're living in riches. That's shameless. Now, if we bring it to 21st century America, we find that Jesus names all those things we make suspect in America, and he calls them honorable. And then Jesus names all those things we hold as valuable and honorable in America, and he calls them shameful. Why? No one wants to live in poverty. No one likes weeping or sadness or to be hungry. And of course, no one wants to be rejected and mocked. And that's the point. In the words of Sister Barbara Reed, the purpose of St. Luke's Beatitudes is not to say that one's life is more blessed than the other. Oh, you got it good. Or God blesses you. St. Luke tells us that when others are poor or hungry or weeping or rejected, how can we be so content? We need to be concerned. Fellow Christians, most likely fellow Catholics, are fleeing oppressive societies in the world. We need to be concerned. And how can we name people who want to get out of their country and come here as murderers and thieves and rapists when they're just fearing for their lives? Jesus would talk about that response as shameless. In the words of St. Paul, we are people of the resurrection. We ought to live as people with one foot here and the other foot in the next world, because that's our faith. That's part of our hope. And speaking of eternity, we can get ready for it, because guess what we have in 2.5 weeks? Lent. Oh boy. Lent's coming. A season that focuses our sights on what else we need to do for God and for the church. Maybe it's a time to confront my shamefulness or my shamelessness. And to do that, maybe I can learn about the plight of the poor or those who are weeping or dejected or have no hope. This Lent, along with my Lectio and my spiritual reading, maybe I can find a book on immigration. Why do people escape their countries and come here? Or maybe I can find a book about a young woman, single mother, working as a maid, who can't get out of poverty because of bureaucratic tape. Knowing their stories, knowing their stories may lead me to take action on behalf of my fellow Christians, which of course is the whole point of Holy Communion. Maybe then the Lord may find me honorable in his sight, and then I start living the Beatitudes of St. Luke. Because remember, in the words of Jesus, if everyone speaks well of me, I might be a false prophet.